This is Yahoo Finance's coverage of CES 2022 presented by Verizon. I'm Dan Howley, and we're here with Google VP of Engineering, Eric Kay. Eric, thank you so much for joining us. And I just kind of want to jump right to it as far as Google's announcements at CES. I know that you guys are talking about a number of significant software changes across the board for Google's disparate consumer items, really making sure that they all kind of communicate better, form a more cohesive whole of an ecosystem. I guess if you just want to kick off and give us an idea of some of the changes, and we can just take it from there.
Thanks, Dan. Yeah, we're building on our work from Google I/O this past year and introducing even more simple and helpful ways, multi-device experiences, things that will help it make it easier to set up and connect your devices, to lock and unlock them for easier, more secure access, to get more things done as you're moving from device to device. And for the first time, we're bringing some of these experiences to Windows-based PCs.
So I know, obviously Windows and Android kind of, when you're a Windows user, you're probably an Android user and vice versa. What kind of ways are you making it so that it's easier to, I guess, say, maybe message people or things along those lines when you're going from your phone to your PC?
Right. So the initial features we're going to be bringing to Windows will be file sharing through Nearby Share, so that you can more easily move files back and forth between your Android devices and your PC, as well as Fast Pair, so that you can use your peripherals like headphones and more quickly connect them across both your Android device and your PC. But we're looking forward to bringing many of the same experiences, the rest of the experiences that we have in Chrome OS today, to Windows over time as well.
And I know, one of the things obviously with fast pairing is that it just incredibly improves convenience of setting up a pair of wireless earbuds like the Pixel Buds. What kind of thinking goes into that? How is it going to be easier? And will we see it across multiple devices as far as what you'll be able to pair with?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're also bringing fast pair to Android TV and Google TV. So as well, and we're expanding Fast Pair beyond just setting up, hearables, earbuds, but also using it to actually set up other devices like your Chromebook, like your Wear OS watch, so that fast and even your smartphone connected devices through Matter. So basically, Fast Pair becomes the great simple UI for connecting and sharing your devices.
I guess, what would the setup be like for that? Would I take out my phone and it would talk to my Chromebook and it would say, okay, you're Dan. Let's just grab everything about you and put it on the Chromebook the way you just kind of want to have it. And then, you're ready to rock.
Well, so the way you've experienced it with earbuds is, as soon as you turn on those earbuds for the first time, a little, pop-up shows up on your phone as it recognizes that device and just makes it, one or two taps and you've got it set up. So if you imagine the same thing happening with a Chromebook, it'll automatically push over your Wi-Fi credentials and get your account credentials on there ready to go. So essentially, just with a couple of taps on your phone, you're ready to go with your new Chromebook or your new watch.
So it really kind of takes the issue of setup and I have to enter, all these different logins or, 8,000 different passwords, which I don't remember. It'll make right. It a little bit easier there.
Yeah, absolutely.
And one of the things that I know that Google has talked about in the past has been working with automotive. There's some announcements that you guys have there as far as being able to access your vehicle through your phone. What can you tell us? And when can we expect to see that from different auto manufacturers?
Well, Android for cars, has always been, a multi-device experience and having a lot of deep connections with your phone. What we're announcing today is automotive actions for the assistant. So basically, from any assistant-enabled device, you're going to be able to talk to, communicate with your car. So for example, I can check, I could warm up my car without leaving my home, or I could check to see what the charge level is in the battery or if the doors are locked or unlocked. You're going to see this coming first with select Volvo cars in 2022 and more cars over time.
So I'll just be able to say, hey, Google, and I'm making sure that I don't have any Google devices lit up right now so it doesn't just kick on. But you'd be able to say something like, hey, Google, start my car, get the air conditioner going or get the heater going here in New York. And it would kind of work along those lines, similar to basically saying, hey, Google, turn the lights on or get, you know, my air conditioner going at home. Is that kind of how it would work?
Exactly, exactly. So just like the rest of your smart connected home, you know, the car becomes part of that fabric.
Okay, great. Well, Eric Hay, VP of Engineering at Google, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Dan.